The eastern half of the nation has been enjoying balmy weather for some time now. The season for summer sports and short pants has extended all the way to December. Sidewalk cafes are still in business in Boston, and the azaleas are blooming here in Washington. The Weather Service suggests that is all about to end. A winter storm is coming. We wondered what happens to flowers tricked into bloom by a false spring, and if birds have delayed their departure for warmer places. First, the flowers. We called Don Rakow, who is the director of Cornell Plantations at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York.
Any flowers that bloom this fall, whether it's on a forsythia or a viburnum or a cherry, is not going to be available for a spring show. But more important to the plant itself is that the vegetative buds are most likely still fully dormant, and the wood on trees and shrubs is also dormant and is very unlikely to be affected by the warm weather.
So leaves would be okay, and the tree or the plant itself would be okay.
That's right, and that's what's really critical to the plant, because those leaves are going to be needed in the spring to photosynthesize and to produce the food for the new year.
So what are you saying? Are you saying that even the gardeners among us should just relax and enjoy it?
For the most part, while also recognizing that the wonderful spring flower show that we expect from our shrubs will be a little bit less significant next year.
Thanks very much, Mr. Rakow.
Linda, it was a delight to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Don Rakow. He is the director of Cornell Plantations, which is at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. And now we're joined by Mark Labar, who is a conservation biologist at Audubon, Vermont, in Huntington, Vermont. Mark Labar, the thing most people think of when the weather is this warm this late is, what about migrating birds? What if they forgot to leave?
There are a couple of birds that are kind of late migrants, birds that are sticking around. We have some reports of hermit thrushes and stuff like that. But birds are able to cover, you know, large distances fairly quickly. So they can move out of an area if it does get cold or if food supplies become short. And temperature is not as big of a factor for birds as it may be, you know, as may food supply might be for them.
How do birds know when it's time to leave?
They go on a variety of factors, and migration is still one of those things in ornithology which raises a lot of questions. A lot of it's day length. A lot of it is just internal mechanisms which click on, which allow them to, you know, get their stuff together and start heading south. And then we get migrants from even further north that are what are called eruptive species. And these species, because of food supply, will drop down into Vermont and take advantage of Vermont's warmer winter than, say, some of the northern Canadian locations where they might normally exist. Snowy owls would be a good example of that.
What about other creatures, frogs, insects, things that that normally aren't seen at this time of the year?
Well, we've been hearing a frog called a spring peeper, which normally calls in the spring and throughout the summer. And with this warm weather, we've been hearing them over the past week or so. They'll manage all right. All of these animals are fairly adaptive. And the ones that certainly make their homes here in Vermont are used to this kind of temperature fluctuation, maybe not to the extremes that we've seen. But they're used to that, so they've adapted to that in order to get through the winter months.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Mark Labar is a conservation biologist at Audubon, Vermont, which is located in Huntington.